One day, when Pooh Bear had nothing else to do, he thought he would do something. So he went round to Piglet's house to see what Piglet was doing. It was still snowing as he stumped over the White Forest track, and he expected to find Piglet warming his toes in front of his fire. But to his surprise, he saw that the door was open, and the more he looked inside, the more Piglet wasn't there.
He's out. That's what he is. He's not in. I shall have to do a fast thinking walk by myself. Bother. But first I think I'll knock very loudly, just to make quite sure.
And while Pooh jumped up and down to keep warm while waiting for Piglet, a hum came suddenly into his head, which seemed to him a good hum, such as is hummed hopefully to others.
The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing. I think what I'll do is I'll do this. I'll just go home first and see what the time is, and perhaps I'll put a muffler round my neck, and then I'll go and see Eeyore and sing it to him.
Pooh hurried back to his own house, and when he suddenly saw Piglet sitting in his best armchair, he could only stand there rubbing his head and wondering whose house he was in.
Hello, Piglet. I thought you were out.
No, it's you who were out, Pooh.
So it was. I knew one of us was. Nearly 11 o'clock. You're just in time for a little smackerel of something, and then we'll go out and sing my song to Eeyore.
The clock was still saying 11:05 when Pooh and Piglet set out on their way half an hour later. The wind had dropped, and the snow, tired of rushing round in circles trying to catch itself up, now fluttered gently down until it found a place on which to rest. And sometimes the place was Pooh's nose.
Pooh!
And sometimes it wasn't. And in a little while, Piglet was wearing a white muffler round his neck and feeling more snowy behind the ears than he had ever felt before.
Pooh, I was just wondering, how would it be if we went home now and practiced your song and then sang it to Eeyore tomorrow or the next day when we happen to see him?
That's a very good idea, Piglet. We'll practice it now as we go along, but it's no good going home to practice it because it's a special outdoor song which has to be sung in the snow.
Are you sure?
Well, you'll see, Piglet, when you listen, because this is how it begins. The more it snows, tiddly-pom.
Tiddly-what?
Pom. I put that in to make it more hummy. The more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it
goes... Didn't you say snows?
Yes, but that was before.
Before the tiddly-pom?
It was a different tiddly-pom. I'll sing it to you properly, and then you'll see. The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing.